For tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to what you've all been waiting for.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Da-da. 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 Ah, it was a nice long weekend for a lot of people. When we get to the Burke segment, I'll be real surprised if somebody in the room doesn't have some sort of interesting story. Good afternoon, and welcome to the next to last day of May. 30th of September, April, June, November. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Tomorrow's it. That's it. And it's, I wasn't at the lake or anywhere like that for Memorial Day, because I decided years ago, I'm not going to get in the middle of all of that where everybody is. Did you take Archie somewhere?
No, we didn't go out of town at all. No, yeah, just the local stuff. We went out to Newtown Sunday, just walked around. But not out of town.
Now, where is Nude Town?
Not Nude. No.
I was going to say, where's
Nude?
Nude Town. No, I don't. My daughter was at the lake with her boyfriend. Separate bedrooms, of course.
Right.
And she sends me back a picture of a boat on fire. This happens every year.
Well, and the drownings, I think there
that too.
Were...
No. Yep, that too.
I think the one that happened just this past weekend was the third so far in May.
People in too big a hurry. That, you know, look, I know you don't care about boats or cars or anything, but in a boat, if the engine is inboard, as they call it, you're supposed to run an engine blower for about a minute to get the fumes out, the vapors. And sometimes if you don't do that and you turn the key, boom!
Oh, it'll just ignite?
Yeah, it just explodes. And this was just nothing but black smoke. This thing was sitting out in the water. So I don't know what happened, if that was it. Or I got a feeling it wasn't, because it was already out in the water. So they didn't, you know, try to start it in the dock. But, yeah, every year it's that way. And here's the other thing. I don't know that if... A lot of people think about this, but the three big holidays for things like parks and lakes and rivers. Thank you, Dan. Dan Strauss, nice enough to go bring me a diet. Cool. Thank you, Dan. That's the kind of man he is. So the three big ones are Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. Which of the three, if you were a water person and you like to even just get in a tube and be pulled behind a boat, which of the three would you prefer to do that over? Which weekend?
You mean where you have the best chance where it's not just totally overrun? Or just...
They're all three going to be overrun. There's another reason I'm asking.
I would go 4th of July.
Okay.
Because it's warm.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's probably
the worst is Memorial Day, because the water is cold.
Yeah.
That water
it
is cold.
It hasn't had time to warm up yet.
So people get out there and they play the same way they played last Labor Day,
Right. And it's not like it's 90 something yet. It's only 81 or 82.
Yeah. So the wind chills you. The water freezes you. It's just not quite the same. Now, yeah, if you're in a boat's a boat. Water's water. Fire's a fire. Grill's a grill. Don't waste your barbecue. Mull it. So. I didn't do that. I do have some pretty good stories for that. I was on the road a lot.
Again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
And what we do is so that we don't have to talk to each other, my wife and I will do an audio book. And I don't care if it's just like Kansas City and back. My daughter lives in Kansas. That's enough to get in a lot of a book. There's a book, and I told you guys about this when it came out, and I remember 3 years ago the story when it hit the news, and now the book is out. And folks, I'm going to share with you some of the true story of Christopher Knight. Do you remember at all who Christopher Knight is?
Oh, wait a minute.
This is the guy who, in 2013, this is all true, disappeared in the forest up in Maine and remained disappeared for 27 years.
Wow.
This guy, at the age of about 20, just decides, I just want to disappear. He takes a Subaru Brat and drives it as far as it'll go until the growth in the forestry, it's so thick he can't get through anymore. He just leaves the keys and it gets out and starts walking. And nobody saw him again for 27 years.
Wow.
It's beyond belief.
Did he have a bad family situation or what?
No, he was, I think, just... He was kind of a loner. He didn't have a wife. He didn't really have a... He was crazy, yet he was... a genius, because he had been brought up in a family where they were outdoors a lot. They hunted a lot. They camped. They fished. So he knew the outdoors. But to get out of the car and walk in the woods with in Maine in the winter, it'll drop to below 20 below. It's cold. And Christopher Knight, for 27 years, never lit a fire for 27 years, because the smoke would call attention to where he was, because they were, in a sense, on and off looking for this guy for 27 years. It's an unbelievable story.
They found the car at some point?
No, they've never found the car. They've still never found the car 30 years later, because the growth has just swallowed the car up. It's somewhere swallowed up in the forest under trees and vines.
So he eventually just went back to society?
No.
No?
No, they caught him.
They finally caught him?
And I don't have in front of me the name of the camp, but like, you know, Camp Chickamauga or something.
They didn't commit any crimes or anything.
1,080 burglaries.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Because, I'm wondering, why did they have to catch them?
But those were all cabins. This was a...
Survival. He would break into all
the... He'd steal matches. He'd steal beans. He'd steal crackers. He'd steal clothing, blankets, lots of blankets, magazines. He didn't hurt anybody. And he didn't take anything valuable. And he saw valuable stuff, but he didn't want that. He didn't want to hurt anybody. And so the courts did what I hoped they would do. And a guy like this, you don't want to throw a guy like this in prison. In fact, you ought to study him, and there will be a movie. There has to be. If ever there was a situation or a story that was screaming, make a movie out of me, it's this one. So the judge, and I'm not giving anything away here, sentenced him to 7 months, that's all, and help, therapy. He's not, I don't know how to put what he is. He's
known as the North Pond Hermit. He's a hermit, essentially.
But he doesn't think of himself as a hermit. A hermit has lots of definitions. He's just a guy who is super bright, but very few social skills.
A survivalist.
And wanted to disappear. And the ultimate survivalist.
Yeah.
It's just so unbelievable to me. And I can't think of when I've ever either heard an audiobook or read a book where I can't wait to get the next disc in, because I want to know what this guy's going to...
Well, Did they interview him for the book, or is just telling his story without...
This is interesting. There's a journalist who, when he was captured, when he found out his story, he wrote to him in jail. And evidently, the only response, the only return letter that was ever written by this guy was to this journalist, because there was something about the way he wrote it that wasn't threatening. And so he wrote him back. And they started corresponding back and forth. And then at some point, he allowed the journalist to tell his story. But the guy was not interested in talking to people. He didn't want leniency. He pled guilty to everything. Guilty, guilty, guilty to all of them. He was ready to go to jail. Wow. But I don't think you lock a guy up like this simply because he's not quite right. You find a way, and I think the judge did it right. I think 7 months is enough, and I think you make sure that his issues are dealt with. And then it's too bad he's not a real communicator, because if they said this guy's going to be a guest on Jimmy Kimmel, I'd be glued to it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there'll be any Diane Sawyer interviews, because the guy was captured 3 years ago.
Well, yeah, it says here in this article that he didn't have a conversation with another person the whole time, 27 years.
In 27 years, he spoke one word, and the word was hi. His only
somebody came across him at one
hiker.
Point.
His only encounter with another human was accidentally bumping into a hiker, and they stared at each other, and the hiker said hello, and he said hi. He claims that's the only word that he ever spoke. I don't buy that, because you start talking to yourself.
Yeah. Right.
I do it. I do it now.
Or you bang maybe your foot or toe or something, you say ow at
yeah,
least.
Or F word or right. Whatever.
But anyway, is he saying the only other thing that he's ever said to another person?
No, he said he never spoke.
Just the whole time he was gone.
Now,
yeah,
I have to tell you, there's some of this that I have a tough time buying. For example, he said he had no idea what he looked like after 27 years. I don't buy that, because when you break into a cabin, there's a mirror. Yeah. There's going to be a mirror. I don't buy it. I think it makes the story more interesting, but I don't believe that.
Hmm.
There are people who don't believe he was in the woods for 27 years. They think he's concocted this thing. I disagree, because all the psychologists who've talked to him, and there's evidence. There's 1,080 pieces of evidence where he went into, and a lot of the cabins were repeat break-ins. And where they caught him was like a lodge. It was like a camp lodge. And he, years ago, had stolen a key and just kept it. And then he'd go back. He'd go back a month later and get in and get some supplies and back. And that's where they caught him, because they knew he had repeatedly broken into this place. And it was uneventful. They just said, put your hands where I can see him. You're under arrest. And he very peacefully went with them. And it's just...
Wow.
Hey, let me just share a couple of... Then we'll do the Burke segment here. A couple of things that I wrote down while I was listening to this unbelievable story. One of the things he stole from cabins, and he stole, the average was 10 of them a year for winter, was propane tanks. Yet he never lit a fire, and he never used them for heat. What do you think he did with them? And he said he averaged about 10 tanks a year. He melted snow to drink water. He lit the tank, concocted some little hose thing, and made like a flamethrower out of it, melted snow to drink water.
Holy cow.
Or to boil water.
Yeah.
Pretty clever. Yet, and you said, well, you know, in the deep forest of Maine, and it does get cold, I mean like 20 below cold, when they found this hut thing he built to live in, they said they couldn't even believe it. He had made a perfectly level, hard floor out of compressed magazines that he just stole a few at a time. Hey, you got 27 years to build a place.
Yeah.
And what's interesting to me is that nobody found it. And on many occasions, he said he could hear the voices of hikers, but they never stumbled on his place. He had an exit plan if somebody discovered it. He had a route through the jungle. Immediately, he cut right through it, and they'd never be able to catch him. It's a fascinating book. And again, it's called Stranger in the Woods. He, in cash, they said the average amount of cash he stole per year was $15. Now, I don't know what he did with the cash, because he had no encounter.
Yeah, never went in a store.
Unless he, after hours at the lodge, found a vending machine. I guess he could use it. Some of you find yourself trying to figure out why he did certain things. He stole batteries, lots of batteries, and he stole a. Again, try to, folks. You're in the forest. not the woods like the Ozark. I mean the forest for 27 years. So at one cabin, he steals a 5-inch black and white TV. In fact, we just the other day talked about Sony Watchman. Remember that? And the Panasonic used to make a little 5-inch television with a big old chrome antenna.
Yeah, my dad had one, yeah.
And so he steals one, and he creates this... he hooks all these batteries up in series, car batteries, regular, and he knows how to, he's real smart. So he puts an antenna that he stole up in a tree for reception and said the best thing that he watched in 27 years was the Civil War series with Ken Burns on PBS.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you don't have a lot of choices. Yet.
Yeah. His favorite television. They asked him apparently about God, if you believe in God. He said, not really. They said, so that whole time you're out there, you never feared for your life and prayed. He said, I prayed one time. And that was when, by the way, he had three thermometers at his little hut he built. He had a digital thermometer, a mercury thermometer, and I forgot the name of the one where it's like a needle, like a speedometer.
Kind of thing? Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a needle. So one's mercury, one's digital, and another is a... I can't think of the name, but you folks know what I'm talking
about. Kind of like a clock type of...
Yeah, like a clock.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to make sure they all matched. He didn't want to be depending on the thermometer that wasn't working if they all agreed. So when he realized it was colder than 20 below, that's the only time he silently prayed to God to let him make it through. And he did. He made it through 20 below zero with no heat.
That's incredible.
Just blankets. Tons of blankets. Yeah. And you get enough layers of stuff, I guess your body heat is all you need. Now, he... and I hope Derek Nagel is listening from Gateway Lock and Security. He'll love this part. He said in the later years, it became more difficult to steal, even little stuff, because of... surveillance cameras. He said the people who had surveillance cameras, he stayed away. He didn't want to be spotted. Now they know about where he is. So he never left one footprint in the snow, and it's full of snow up there. He had ways of moving around and never leaving a footprint.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
I guess from him being gone for 27 years or missing, that no, it doesn't seem like they gave up and thought, well, he's dead. But because you would have different
breakings. Well, his family's weird. His family never filed a missing persons report. Never. And they know if he's dead or alive.
Wow.
I don't think there was ever a funeral. It's just like, well, he still hasn't come home. Is Chris home yet?
Yeah.
No? How late is he? Is it after curfew yet? It's 27 years.
He just went out to get Fritos.
Unbelievable. Now, here's my question, then we'll take a break. Here's my question for you guys. Don't you think that, let's say I could find my Cub Scout manual where it tells you how to tie knots and all that stuff. Don't you think that the basics of survival are still exactly the same?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Compass, if you got one. If you don't, how to make a compass.
There's a
fire. Yes. How to build a fire. I mean, I'm not kidding. I think with all the crap we have, if you're out there, if you don't have any of that stuff, you go back to the same basics. How to get water that you can drink, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How to melt snow. How to, what you can eat, what you can't eat, what berries. I honestly don't think that's changed.
There's a YouTube channel. It's called Primitive Technologies, and it's this guy. I guess he works a regular Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job, but on the weekends and his vacations, he goes to the backwoods of Australia where he lives and makes these videos of him building tools like the cavemen use, like no mechanical tools. It's all rocks and sticks, and he builds huts, and then he builds these kilns and everything to make bricks out of mud and... It's really fascinating to watch because...
Well, you're choking up over
it. No, yeah. It's really good.
Now, last thing before we break. They asked him if there was ever a time when he considered, did he need a doctor? He said, in 27 years, living in the forest in Maine, he said he never got sick. He never even got a cold.
Wow.
And he claims, now keep in mind, this is a very bright guy. He said colds are contracted from other people. I was not around other people. I never caught a cold. They lock him up. He gets to jail. He gets a cold. After they capture him, he gets a cold.
You know what? That's a good point, though, because you're not around if it's a virus or something like that, and people aren't around breathing on you.
Did he take showers or baths in any of these cabins or anything?
He did not have one hot shower in 27 years. Ugh. He didn't, when he got in the cab. I would be so tempted if I saw a shower, I'd go, oh, man, a shower. No.
He didn't want to
leave DNA in the shower. So he never took a hot shower in 27 years. He took lots of cold, we used to call sponge baths, you know, splash a little water here and there. He shaved.
Wow.
Parts of the year he would be clean shaven. Other parts he'd have a big scraggly beard. But he had pilfered and stolen shaving supplies. And then came the mirror question. Well, now, wait a minute. He said, I never, ever used a mirror to shave. I didn't need a mirror to shave.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
I do, too.
I couldn't shave if I was standing in front of the mirror.
Well, he didn't care if he misses a spot or something. You just have to feel that's with your...
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Exactly. Nobody's going to see him. But that's it. I'll get off it. Stranger in the Woods. That's the name of the... But we're going to take a break and...
I really want to get some of those books on tape.
I wish maybe you could pull up a list of survival questions, because this has really made me think. But I've said before, and I mean that, I'm sticking to it. If you drop me in the woods, I'd be dead in an hour and a half. I could never. I'm not kidding. I can't stand to be cold.
I couldn't make a fire on my own.
When shower water comes on, and at first it's too cold you're in a motel or something, that I can't stand that.
No.
I'm such a baby. I'd be dead in an hour, 2 hours maybe, depending on the temperature outside. So 27 years, maybe you can find some basic, after the break, we'll come back, basic survival. Like if you're stuck and you need, would you drink A, B, C? And I know about the urine thing, you drink your own urine.
No.
I'd
have a hard time with that.
I can do that. I do it now. No, if I had to. Is it supposed to be sterile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it's so sterile, how come your body kicked it out as waste?
I know.
And if that's true, how can one form of waste, the liquid form, be sterile and the other be so unsterile? Poop.
Yeah.
There's nothing more disgusting.
Or you drink your urine, and then your body goes, hey, wait a minute.
I've already had this.
I got rid of it.
You ran this through here yesterday. All right. John Londoff wants to join us. You need to call. Let's do some traffic. Yeah. Here to introduce that segment is Dan Strong.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Here is Tim Weiland, and he will give you a look at traffic. Tim?
All right, thanks, Dan. You had an earlier accident on eastbound Highway 270, and it was around 370. That's been cleared, but boy, traffic is stop and go now from Missouri Bottom through 170. You're heavy at New Florissant, heavy again between the Halls Ferries and 367 going eastbound. Coming in on eastbound Highway 70, things stack up now from the Museal Veterans Bridge through the Depressed Section. Eastbound 40 is heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 drivers, you're hitting the brakes right at Kings Highway. That's going through about McCausland, and then things open up after that. And a couple slow pockets now on southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Mederma. Own your skin. Get fast, absorbing, multi-purpose Mederma quick dry oil and improve the look of skin, scars, and stretch marks. Save $3 in your Sunday paper. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. I'm with Brian Yunt, an architect at Mosby Building Arts. People sometimes come without a vision, but they have these photos. Does everybody really have a vision, or is it kind of a secret?
I think that's part of our job as designers, is to draw the vision out of people. Some have a really clear vision of what they want, and some just really have a hard time articulating it. And that's one of the great things about the 3D software we use. It's almost a virtual reality, and it's actually heading in that direction. And we can show people what the design is going to look like, and they can sort of imagine themselves in the space. And we can change cabinet styles, paint colors, countertop colors right there in front of them. And it's pretty powerful, and they really appreciate it. And then they know what they're getting when they hand over that first check for the deposit for construction. There's a lot more peace of mind knowing what they're going to get on the back end.
Thanks for tuning into Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
For all of your heating and your cooling needs, there is a St. Louis family you need to be aware of. It's Gelmisch & Sons. Since 1950, the Gelmisch family is making sure all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. If need be, they will install a brand new full Lennox system. Now, that's the gold standard. A full air conditioner and a furnace for $28.95. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
For life's sakes and pain, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-68 40 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Right, as you know, yesterday was Memorial Day. We didn't get a chance to speak with John Landoff, so we're going to make up for that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, John Landoff Jr.
Oh. Hello. Thank you.
John,
how are you?
I'm terrific. It's fantastic weather, and all is good.
You ever heard anyone that said terrific? They don't say terrific, it's terrific. How you doing, terrific?
No, I've never heard that.
Well, you just did.
Okay.
Wow.
Ask me how I'm doing.
How you doing?
Terrific.
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 Maybe we've heard it, we just didn't notice it.
Maybe you have. Yeah. You never know.
How was your Memorial Day?
Beautiful. I spent it with my awesome, beautiful family, and I had great. We went and watched Mimi's niece's daughter. So this is Ken Webb, the general manager of Window World. His daughter and Kate Keneally Webb's daughter play softball. Okay, and the ballpark's down the off the Merrimack River, Kirkwood Athletic Association.
Right.
I'm telling you what, there were thousands of people there just to see these. And it's Sydney Webb, and she's an unbelievable softball player. Okay, just fantastic. And just to see these young ladies and young girls play, the intensity, the parents, they all have their different, you know, shirts and caps on. And, I mean, it's just, it's good, wholesome, great sports. And it's like, well, why would I want to open my dealership and be open on Memorial Day? First of all, it's like sacrilegious. But then to miss something like this, I mean, it's, now we're like going to follow her wherever she goes.
How old are these girls that were playing?
11.
All right, are they at that point able to do that unbelievable underhanded softball pitch? I guess not at 11.
She had 10 strikeouts yesterday.
With the,
I think at that age, they're pretty much gearing up.
When I see that, I have to tell you, that's more impressive to me than any baseball pitcher, the way they can. That's just because you.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I wouldn't think you'd have as much control coming under as you would over, but boy, can they throw that thing.
Oh, man. It's just like, yeah, I'm looking at just a little bitty, and she just brings it. It's just like, well, I couldn't hit that thing.
When I was a kid, I always liked if somebody in the neighborhood had a softball because it was bigger. And I easier to hit.
Yeah.
There's more strike.
But they say on your arm and your shoulder, that's the more natural way to throw the ball. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They have very, very, very little issues with their arm. That's right, Dan. Yeah.
That's practically a doctor.
Is it good that you contributed something to this segment?
Oh, I know. Isn't that something?
You're practically a physical therapist.
Yeah.
John, you've never been a boater, have you? Your dad wasn't into boats at all?
No. No, I've never owned one. I love going out on other people's boats. I love
That's the smart way. The smart way to boat is on somebody else's boat.
Oh, that's right. Say, hey, can I bring a six pack? I'll pack the cooler. You fill the gas tank. But every once in a while, you'll say, let me help. I made that mistake. Let me help with some gas.
When's the last time you were on a boat?
Oh,
and I don't mean duck hunting boat. I guess there are boats for that.
But. No, I've never been duck hunting on a boat.
Okay, but, I guess south fishing.
I've not been down to the lake, but if this is an invite, I mean,
well, it would be. But she's not. Mimi's not coming to the lake. She wouldn't do that.
Well, we'll have to just talk her into it.
Well, good luck. I don't think that, because I think I mentioned it once, and I got kind of the, that's all you need to do.
Sometimes in retail, Frank, we just sometimes don't always take no for an answer.
Have you been on a cruise?
No, never. We will never go on a cruise.
Whoa, wait a minute. What does that mean, you'll never? Why?
Because.
See,
she will never. We've probably given away 6 unbelievable trips that we've won, the cruises.
Because what? She's seasick, it's too crowded. She thinks what?
Not a big fan of being on a boat, an ocean liner, in the middle of the ocean, where, she saw Titanic too many times.
Man.
Just like going to Florida, she won't get in the water more than maybe her ankles. That's it.
See, I think that's one of those things, a bucket list thing. Everybody should go on at least one cruise, just one, just so you know what it's about. And then if you like it or hate it, at least you'll have done it one time. I think everybody should jump out of an airplane one time. I think everybody should go to a hot air balloon one time.
I would love to do that. We've done 3 hot air balloons. Those are just so much fun. But no, we once had a General Motors years ago with GMAC, all expenses paid. It was a 150 cabin luxury, it was about 150 foot long, so it wasn't a huge, ocean liner cruise. And I'm like, come on. I begged her. She says, no, no, no. So gave it to our finance director back then, Jim Miller, God love him. And it got stuck on, like, the fourth day.
See, and she'll always use that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, remember that cruise we didn't go on?
Well, remember, just in the last year or two with, some of the issues with some of the, cruise lines and
but for every one of those, there are 1,000 successful cruises with no incidents. It's like anything else. Look, there are things that happen on airplanes, but it doesn't keep you from getting on a plane and going somewhere. In a cruise ship, it's very rare when something like that happens, unless you just have motion. If you have motion sickness, that's not the vacation for you. But if you like to eat...
That's probably me. I mean, I love being on, boats, deep-sea fishing or fishing, but I can't remember the last time I was on a boat at the Lake of the Ozarks. But, I mean, if you're inviting me, I'll have to work me. I'll have to either say yes.
If you're going to say yes, you bet. We'll go, but because that's where I spend pretty much...
How about when you're on an airplane, you know, you're going to have a good 2.5 hour flight, and you got somebody like either sitting next to you or behind you, and they cough like once every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're not really covering their mouth. Yeah. They're just blowing those germs right on you. And don't you want to turn around and go, would you cover your mouth? Huh? Well, I mean,
and then what do you do when the person says, I'm so sorry, this was a gift from the American Cancer Society. It was my last wish.
Yeah.
I'll be dead in 2 weeks. I'm so sorry if I bothered you.
And I don't have any hands to cover my mouth.
Yeah, because they were amputated after that horrible fire. I can't cover my mouth. I have no hands or arms.
Yeah.
I guess I'd feel bad about that, yeah.
I would have a hard time saying something nasty to someone when I know I'm going to have to sit next to them for the next 3 hours.
Yeah. It was happening before to where, you know, I always get the aisle seat, then Mimi sits next to me, and then she'll get someone that sits on the window. This one time, this girl, we weren't 10 minutes in the flight, and this girl falls asleep. But she's leaning on Mimi.
Oh, I hate that.
Was she good looking?
I mean, I got the look from Mimi of like, you know, I said, shut up, tell her. You know, like, get the elbow. No.
John, was she good looking?
I don't know. I don't remember. I wouldn't look at another woman. No, but all I know is she was sound asleep. Yeah.
Here's
the only thing she wasn't doing was snoring.
Here's something that's never happened to me. Be on a plane, there's a really good-looking woman next to you. She falls asleep and leans over against you. That's never happened to me and never will.
Here, honey, just put your head
I'm the kind of guy, they look at me and they make a point to stay away.
Yeah.
Not going to
A buddy of mine told me that... on Southwest, he gets that aisle seat, and then we'll let someone like sit, you know, on the window, and he'll maybe put his carry on bag in the middle seat, and then he grabs the puke bag, and he holds it to his chest.
Oh, that's good.
He closes his eyes. He goes, "Works all the time, unless it's a 100% full flight."
Oh, you know what? That's a great
idea. That is a good idea.
That's like genius.
It is.
Now, how about next time, because so many people, the hundreds of thousands of listeners, next time we get on the Southwest, there'll be 30 people holding the feedback.
Better yet, you can buy like fake dog doo-doo, that fake plastic puke, like a puddle of puke.
Yeah.
Yes. Throw that down on the seat next to you and act like you just... Sorry.
Oh, that's gross.
Somebody will give up a seat and take the next flight, and you got the whole row to yourself. Before we run out of time here, I know this was a pretty good month for you. Let's give every AM and the PM person who bought a vehicle a round of applause.
Yeah. Yes.
We went to Johnny Landau. And did you bring... Hang on, I think I brought in, you sent it to me and I printed it out. Here we go right here. David and Deanne Lamont from O'Fallon, Missouri.
Great email.
Let me read it real quickly here. AM and the PM in O'Fallon, Missouri had our eyes on a beautiful 2017 Siren Red Equinox. Went to Londo. Huh?
Siren Red. Go ahead.
It's a good color.
Went to Landau Chevrolet on Saturday to purchase it. We were bummed out when we learned it had been sold. However,
and there's always a however in life,
Randy Gunner Gunther came through with a Patriot Blue 2017 Equinox Premier that was loaded with everything possible. It was a demo with only 2,800 miles on it and had a lower price than the LT we had wanted. We purchased it and could not be happier. We loved the car. This was the first time we'd been to Landau, and the purchasing experience was very nice. Gunner and Robert Rice couldn't have been nicer, more helpful. Have to say, the commercials with you two on KTRS are one of my favorite segments and always make me laugh. Thank you both so much, David and Deanne Lamont from O'Fallon, Missouri. There you go. That's
all right. Thank you very much. And, you know, more and more people tell me, they're like, you guys are really funny.
And more people are joining the Stag line for extra dry Stag beer. Thank you. That'll take you back.
Wow, I don't remember that one.
I do. How about that phone number?
I was just getting ready to say something.
What?
Extremely complimentary to you.
And you forgot it.
No, I didn't forget.
You changed your mind.
Just rudely kind of chopped me down there, just interrupt me right then. I'm up in midstream, all of a sudden, big beer. Thank God. I mean, have you had...
That was lucky filters that you did. Lucky filters.
Did you drink some Stag beer this weekend?
I didn't.
No.
Can you even get Stag?
Yeah, you can. They still make it, yeah.
But why I remember that, I don't know. I have not... That song hasn't been in my head for 40 years. I wonder more and more people are doing the same.
There's a great reason to interrupt me. That's why.
Okay, that was it.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. Whenever you're tired of what I'm saying, you just spit something out, and I just sit here and go...
How come we've never seen a Hams commercial for 15 years? The Hams. Who? The Hams. The Hams, the land of the sky blue waters, the bear. We haven't seen anything from Hams for 20 years.
Do they still make Hams?
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know.
I have to look that one up.
Yes, they do. They still make Hams.
Right. We're out of time. Give us that phone number. We're out of time 10 minutes ago.
I need to sell a bunch of cars.
John sends me a text. Can I come on? He said, here's his text earlier today. Can I come on for 5 minutes? That's what he said. Yeah, 5 minutes ended 20 minutes ago. What's that number?
314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. And 24/7, 365 at lawndoc.com.
Right.
And hello to Darren Brittick and his father, Ron Brittick. They were here today. And
we know
take
that.
AM at the PM, and thank you very, very much. And Darren, make sure you call me so we can put another deal together.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Thank you, Darren. All right, John, we'll send them to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Frank.
You.
You almost sounded sincere there.
I almost was. Thank you. Bye. There you go. He didn't care for that. Boy, now we're under the gun here. So let's try to get... I'll do my best to get caught up if I can. Mark and Jason. That's the first names of a couple of people. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. If you have thought about retiring, when you'd like to retire, and everybody thinks, you think about it when you're 30. If you're in radio, you think about it the second day you're at work. You think about retiring or changing jobs. Just remember that one of your major assets is something you cannot get more of when it's gone, and that is time. You lose a little every day. You lose it every second, every minute. And the longer you wait to start accumulating capital for retirement, the harder it's going to be. How do you plan for retirement? We have two people who can help you, Mark and Jason. Mark Reed and Jason Becker, they're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. A full-service organization, and if you will contact them and set up a complimentary meeting, I don't think you'll be sorry. And even if you already have an advisor, they'd love to talk to you anyway. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, once again, the website, markandjason.com.
And another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, I really don't see anything out of the ordinary right now on the highways. We have stop-and-go traffic on eastbound Highway 270, and that's right at McDonald now. Pretty normal now. McDonald through New Florist, and southbound 270 is Page through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 getting slow from River de Pere through Shrewsbury. Short area now. Eastbound 40 slows from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170 pretty heavy from a little bit north of Ladue down through Highway 40, and this traffic report is brought to you by CC's. Now at CC's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CC's. Prices may vary. CC's. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Fort Lingen of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it. Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Spring, nature's way of celebrating, and Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center has the decorations. Whether you need flowers around the house or a complete landscape, Pasiglia's is the premier nursery in St. Louis, located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. Exquisite premium quality plants found only at Pasiglia's. Beautiful flowers, colorful hanging baskets, and gorgeous pre-arranged planters everywhere you look. Trees, plants, and perennials in full bloom are absolutely stunning. The Pasiglia's family has been in business in St. Louis for more than 65 years. The professional, knowledgeable staff will help you through the colorful and beautifully maintained nursery that may make you believe you're strolling through the botanical gardens. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, refined landscapes you can definitely picture around your home. Again, they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses, now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out more at hum.com.
Before you know it, we'll be all caught up. Maximilian Foisy. It's always a Foisy, like you're trying to do a Three Stooges impression. That's his name, Maximilian Foisy. He'll be here right after the 4 o'clock news break that's coming up. We'll talk about movies, TV shows, whatever. Bloodline is back on Netflix. That's all I'll say for now. American Equity Mortgage is in the mortgage business, and they're in the lending business, and they're in their business to see to it that people who own homes can borrow money and not pay ridiculous interest rates. You benefit from the current mortgage rates, which even though they've gone up a couple of times, are still low. They're still low. If you look back over the last 20 years, we're still in a low period. So if you have credit card debt, and most people do, we try to pay them off every month. Get zero balance. They hate that. The credit card people hate it when that happens, when you pay your bill. They want you to pay the minimum, and they want you to pay it for the next 20 or 30 years, and a lot of people do that, not realizing what they're getting into. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to. Talk to them about debt consolidation. Talk to them about a home equity loan, or, of course, a mortgage if you found that perfect house that you just have to have. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Are you a cat fancier or a dog lover? No matter which, now is a great time to adopt a pet from the Humane Society of Missouri, APA Adoption Center, 5 Acres Animal Shelter, or St. Louis County Animal Care, and receive 10 $2 Dogs vs. Cat Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Find a furry friend to fill your heart and fill your wallet with chances to win prizes up to $25,000. Details at hsmo.org.